You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey, we're about halfway through spring training, and most of us say thank goodness for that. And we're taking a look at seeing what's going on with all the teams around the league. I'm Allison Butter. I'm here with T.R. Sullivan, who covers the Texas Rangers. T.R., I've been looking through some of your coverage and some of the things that are on the Rangers website, and I think it's interesting about Jeff Banister saying that maybe he's going to start the season with a 13-man pitching staff, which is not really unusual if you think about, like, off days and what's actually needed to open the season. That would mean eight relievers. So what's Banister's thinking behind that?
Well, Allison, they have a lot of good relievers in that bullpen, but they're all one-inning guys. You have about six or seven one-inning guys, and right now he's not sure if he's going to have a true long man. So he's just concerned about blowing out his bullpen early in spring training or early in the season. So he wants to make sure he has an extra arm there, kind of get him through April and May, get him into the season, and then maybe they can adjust on the fly there. But you know, with the starters, you know, in April, they usually go five, six innings. They're not as stretched out as they might be during the summer months. So you're really going to push the bullpen a little bit. That's why they want the extra arm.
Yeah, I was. I mean, am I looking too much into it? It does seem like the Rangers have some question marks in the rotation. So not only is it that they're not going to be stretched out as much as they would later on, but there's also, it's kind of, seem to be some fragile parts of it, too. So that probably goes into the thinking as well, correct?
Well, you can't sugarcoat that, Allison. Obviously, Cole Hamels has been a pretty good workhorse. But, you know, Colby Lewis, you know, with all his guts and the grit he shows, you know, he's getting up there in age. You got to be careful. And Derek Holland and Martin Perez haven't put together a full season in a while. So, you know, you're right. There are some a few question marks as far as durability on that staff. And, you know, that's why you have to make sure you're covered. And again, they also still don't know who their fifth starter is yet.
And so how does that affect the bench? You ran through some names. I guess that wouldn't be hugely impactful to be a little short, but how will that kind of shake out as far as the bench goes with having one less guy?
Well, one of the guys in camp who's really overlooked is Hanser Alberto. He's their young utility infielder. He can play all four positions. And if you go back to the playoffs against Toronto, he had to start two games at third base because Adrian Beltre was out. He had the game-winning hit in game two. Just did a terrific job. The guy's a really good player. So that gives you one spot that can cover four positions. Then you're going to have an outfielder, maybe Justin Ruggiano. He could play all three outfield positions and cover first base. And then you'll have a catcher, probably Chris Jimenez or somebody else. But you know, Jimenez can play first base, and he can play left field. And finally, having Ian Desmond, the left fielder, as we all know, he was a frontline shortstop for the Nationals. So in a pinch, he could play multiple positions. So what they have is they're going to have on the bench what they lack in numbers they're going to make up for in versatility.
I want to talk a little bit about Joey Gallo. He seems to be having a decent spring. I know that he's probably ticketed for AAA when the season starts. And the team really just wanted him, seems like from what I'm reading, they just wanted him to go through a normal spring, you know, have obviously some success in these games, but just get himself ready. And are strikeouts a concern, or is that something that's just sort of the, part of the development of a young player?
Well, with Joey Gallo, he got called up last year before he was ready. He got called up from AA.
Right.
And he struggled a little bit, went down to AAA, struggled even more. So, yeah, they want him to have a good spring training, get a good foundation, good base, all those neat things, and then go to AAA and really get on a roll and get his confidence back. That's what they really want to see, and get confident again, and everything else will take care of itself. So that's what they're watching for from him.
Okay, and I wonder, just, is there an update maybe on some of the aches and pains going on in camp at the Odor? I think that's the one we're keeping our eye on, but just guys that are sort of trying to get through stuff. So how's Odor doing?
Odor is taking batting practice. He'll probably get into a game this weekend and surprise. He's not going to San Antonio. He says he's 100%. He's, you know, he had a little strained oblique muscle, but apparently he's feeling good. Sean Collison had some back tightness early in spring training, and he pitched an inning in a minor league game on Tuesday, and he should be ready to go. So those are the two biggest injury concerns early in camp, and they're starting to clear up.
And okay, so one last thing I want to ask you about. Of course, I'm based in Houston, and you're up there in our neighboring Texas town. And obviously, the Astros and Rangers were looking forward to having a time when the teams were battling for the division. That happened last year, which was earlier than anyone thought, mainly because the Astros weren't supposed to be that good so fast. So I don't know. I kind of think that it's going to come down to those two teams again. Even though the Mariners, I think that they've improved, I'm not overly impressed with any of the other three teams, really. I don't know. When you look at the Astros and Rangers, like, they both seem to have strengths and then some question marks, like, in their starting rotation. Do you have any opinions about who might have the edge? I sort of want to give it to the Rangers from experience-wise, but I'm trying to handicap this, and I really can't.
Well, I think the Rangers have the experience, but, you know, Allison, you just never can tell what some of those young Astros are going to do. You know, especially George Springer, we know what the shortstop can do. They got the young first baseman, they got the young pitching, they got the second best pitcher in the division in Keuchel. I still have to go with Felix Hernandez. But, you know, I think you would agree with me that getting Giles from the Phillies is going to be an interesting boost for the Phillies. I think that'll really help them. It's hard to say because, you know, with the Astros, they got so many young players, you just don't know, you know, what their ceiling is going to be. I mean, if you look at the Rangers, you pretty much know what they're going to get offensively. I think with the Rangers, the biggest question mark is how Derek Holland and Martin Perez are going to perform this year out of the rotation. I think that's their biggest question mark. When you look at the Astros, they got so many young guys who, you know, have high ceilings, but you don't know if this is going to be their year. They're going to need another year. I mean, to me, that's the biggest X factor in the division is how good some of these guys are going to be.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an interesting season. So, okay, TR, thanks very much for your time. I'll talk to you next week.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.